What an asshole!
Podcasting from Bass Hole Studios in Hollywood, California.
Yo, what time is it?
You're listening to I'm a Bass Hole with Doug Bass. We've all been one.
He's an asshole.
So let's laugh about it. Now, here's your host, Doug Bass.
Hey, I thought I'd start the shot on Rachel D today because she's here in the studio. Hi, guys. It's Doug Bass. Thanks for joining the podcast. As always, review, rate, subscribe. I don't have to keep telling you this, but I do because no one's fucking subscribing. So just fucking do it. Do it. Do yourself a favor. Do us a favor. Subscribe. I'm pretty tired today. I don't know. We just wanted to record something. What's wrong?
You want to turn the music off?
No.
Okay.
I'm gonna introduce our week in review. We're doing a week in review. Here it is, the week in review. Rachel G's here. There's nothing big going on, but you know, I got the dogs playing with toys in the background, and it's Friday, and
finally.
Yeah, we're both. I don't know. I'm tired. Whatever. Woo! I'm tired. Yeah. You're tired.
Yeah.
But we figured Rachel was in the neighborhood coming over here, and we figured let's record. We should always record because
otherwise, we don't talk. So
yeah, we don't talk. we don't talk on the phone at all. But this is like the equivalent of that, I guess. Now, like, I really need to talk to you. Can you come over and just podcast for an hour? Like, instead of having a real conversation, we'll record it and
share it. Yeah,
and be like more energetic because we know we're being recorded. Hamlet, stop playing with that toy. God damn it. By the way.
It's your fault. You adopted.
I adopted a new dog, Hamlet, as some of you may have seen from the reel. But yeah.
Doug is trying to fill a void with dogs.
What does that mean? What do you mean? Yeah, you said that. What do you mean?
You're trying to, because you're lonely, right?
I'm a sad, lonely guy.
Bachelor. And you're like, maybe if I get more dogs, I'll feel loved.
I do. I feel responsible is what I feel, you know? I'm nurturing. I'm caring. I'm taking care of these little dog souls.
Yeah, to avoid any type of like
real
relationship with humans.
Humans suck, man.
I have too much responsibility now. I can't hang out with people.
Humans are horrible.
Yeah.
That's why the show exists, because they're all assholes.
Yeah, yeah.
No, they're not all assholes. I mean, no, I don't know. I mean, yeah, maybe I should settle down. Is that what you're saying? I don't know.
No, I think you should get like at least 5 more dogs.
No, there's no like room. I don't have room for that. If I had like a giant house with yards and stuff, maybe.
You want to expand? Just get a farm?
I would get a farm. If I had nothing else to do and money to buy a farm, sure, I'd get a farm.
Have you seen Doug on a farm? I don't know if I could see Doug on a farm.
Well, I'd live on the farm. I wouldn't actually do work on the farm. I wouldn't be a farmer. I would just be there on the land. Like, hey, this is my farm. And there's the farmer over there that actually does the farming and whatnot.
Okay.
And,
you know. Jesus, that dog.
I know. I'm going to take away his toy. Yeah. Hamlet, come here. Hamlet. Hamlet. See, this podcast is unprofessional right now because when I last week, yeah, it's like I got to put the dog somewhere. So, you know, but they're fine. They're fine. I mean, he's discovered toys. So, of course, he's got to play with the loudest one while we're recording, but I have the dog now. It's, you know, I can't give him back. I've officially adopted him, so there's no giving him back, or else I look like a horrible dog owner person.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm in the dog business, so I would be shunned around the community.
Right? Yeah, that's it. You're in the dog business. Are you still walking dogs? Are you still walking other people's dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
I just figured you were just adopting dogs now, as opposed to like.
No, I still I'm walking dogs. I still have clients. Dogs Dig Doug Pet Care. If you need your dog walked in the Bel Air, Beverly Hills, Hollywood, West Hollywood area, hit us up, man. You know, we've been doing it for a long time.
You need more clients.
I do need a couple more clients. Yeah.
Yeah. Watch out. He'll keep your dog. It'll be great.
No. I don't keep the clients. I just charge you. No. That's how you pay the bills. Anyway, so let's talk about. I know we were covering Golden Bachelor for the first 2 weeks, but then it, I don't know. Like I couldn't do it the last week. And then we also realized we have to be recording these like immediately if we're talking about Golden Bachelor.
Yeah.
Like we almost have to sit and watch it together and then record right after that and then put it up because
it's just too much time.
It's just too much time in between. And plus I don't think anyone cares really that much.
Yeah. So. I wonder what the viewership of the show is.
I think it's doing well enough.
I wonder if it's tanking or if it's going down.
I don't know. I mean, I think the premiere was popular.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But now it's like elder abuse. Like it just feels like they're like
elder abuse.
It really does. Like they're like, let's put people with bad hips in bunk beds and then make old elderly people drive on LA freeways without headlights. Like it just seems like they're like trying to figure out ways
It's saying that in the first week, the premiere episode delivered an audience of more than 11 million total viewers. I don't know. I don't know how it's doing though. Now, I mean, who knows?
Right.
Let's see. TV ratings Thursday. Golden Bachelor 2 weeks ago. Yeah, it doesn't really say. Doesn't say like week by week how it's doing yet. I mean, I'm sure we'll find out.
Based on my attention span, I don't know. I can't watch it anymore. I really can't watch it anymore.
I mean, I think I'll continue watching it because now I've started something, and it's very rarely that I continue a TV thing unless I'm watching it with someone as like a chore to do. That's the last time I watched
like
a successful.
Your marriage, right?
No, that's the last time. I mean, I think the last time I watched a very like you know a seasoned show like season 5 of whatever was like when I was married. We'd be like, oh, let's watch this together,
and that was
sit
a
down
chore.
And we sit down. It wasn't, but it was like something you did, you know, as a couple or whatever. I watched week 3 just an hour ago, and the Golden Bachelor talent show was interesting.
It was super cringy. It was so.
It's very clear. It was very sad. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. There's some people that did have talents, I would say, you know, but then there's some people that are stretching shit, you know, like whipped cream catcher. I don't know who that was. Did you see that?
I don't know how long they had to, like, come up with their talent before the talent show. It wasn't like in the morning, they're like, we're going to do a talent show.
Yeah, and Joan was very scared. Like, she's like, I don't have any talents.
Yeah.
But she was
great.
She
wrote a cute little poem.
She was great. Yeah, she won the whole thing.
She did.
She won the date after the talent show. Leslie was doing stripper moves and stuff.
Oh, God.
I was like, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Yeah,
she practically gave him a lap
cringy.
Dance on the stage in front of everyone, and all the women were like, what the fuck, yo?
Yeah, it was the most cringy. I don't know. And then Joan... The least talented person is the one who won the date.
Kathy did push-ups. I
think it just like it goes to show that like
someone tried to do stand-up comedy, but they're like I'm not a comedian.
That's the way you should always start your sets. I don't know how to write jokes.
The chicken lady just said beatnik when she was up there. She was just doing like spoken word like art or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I was expecting like at least one person to get out there on roller skates or something.
I was annoyed that no one did magic. I was like, where's that? Like, someone could have just looked
it's
up.
It's not really like a female thing. Like there's not a lot of ladies out there like learning magic tricks.
No, I know, but they
could
have for the show. I
love that the least talented person is the one who won the date.
Well, she was an educator, right? Isn't that what she was? A teacher or something?
She wrote a principal.
She wrote
she's
like
an
a
administrator.
Really, a really great poem that rhymed. Yeah.
Yeah, she wrote a poem that rhymed.
It's like kindergarten.
Yeah, I was going to say second graders can do that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it goes to show that like men are not looking for women with talent.
Unless
like,
they're that's Leslie not, giving you a lap dance.
Well, obviously not, right?
I feel like he was like, I'll get to her eventually.
Oh yeah, he's like he didn't need to do any work to get Leslie.
He's
gonna
bone
right?
her at some point.
Oh,
I would imagine.
Yeah,
like if anything, even if he doesn't have a connection, he's gonna be like, I'm easily gonna tap Leslie.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. Yeah. I mean, if you put it out there, it's and then men.
But
don't
then, but then Joan goes home. They have a date. They have a lovely date. They have a connection. Then she has to go home because of
her daughter needed her.
So she has to be a good
that's
mom.
That's another reason why I'm not going to watch it anymore, honestly. Because
people
I
are
going
to die. And also, and someone's going to die. And then they're going to have to leave in a casket.
People are going to die.
He's going to be like, I had a connection with her, and now
and
she's
dead.
And then he's going to watch. They're going to watch them wheel him out in the hearse and all that stuff.
Well, I think the rest of it's going to be pretty fake because I felt like he and Joan were the ones that had
Here's the thing. Yeah, I do think that he is in love with Joan.
Yeah.
And I called that from the beginning. I was like, Joan is one to watch for. And then remember Rob was like, I don't know who she is. Isn't she the one that looks like the other one? I'm like, Yes, she like he thought it was what's her name the new blonde that kind of got a rose at the end.
Is that the chicken girl? Or?
No, she's I don't know her name. Fuck.
Yeah. Well.
Anyway, she is the Joan replacement. I think she kind of looks like Joan. She's mm-hmm. not as pretty as Joan, mm-hmm. but like I don't know what she's, but she's like a similar type, mm-hmm. like a Joan type, and she's sliding in there now because that was she's like. Joan 3.5, you know?
Yeah, I just feel like the entire thing... Well, obviously, it's reality TV.
It's reality.
Right?
So, like, here's the thing.
He has to pick somebody.
I think he's going to contact Joan. He has to pick someone who's still on the show. That's the rules or
right,
whatever.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, he's going to end up with Joan, like, even after whoever the fuck he picks on this thing.
Yeah.
He's going to go after her.
She's been super active on TikTok.
Has she?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
she's been doing, like, recipes and stuff. She's like, look at me, hobby housewife.
She's
and, like,
the one that got away. Literally.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
Right? And so, like, everything that we watch after this is just going to be fake.
It's bullshit.
It's
yeah.
fake.
Yeah.
And I don't like watching grandmas throw each other under the bus.
So, Kathy, how is she still getting a rose? This lady is crazy.
Yeah, she's nutty nut nut. I don't know. Like, well, I think the last rose that she got was completely manipulative, right? Because she was like, I'm having such a bad day. People aren't bullying me,
Gary wants to know exactly what's going on and who's doing what.
Uh-huh.
He's like, tell me who it is. And she's like, well...
Yeah, well, she was like, Teresa's bullying me, which is not what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody was bullying you, Kathy. Right. Like, so then, she was lying.
But then Teresa at the end kind of said, like, well, Gary came up to my bedroom or something like that. She said, did you notice that?
Yeah.
And she was like, what? She's like, you're saying that he came into the bedroom? Like, and she's like, she better watch her tongue. She doesn't realize, like, that's a little, like, you know, she's throwing it out there in our face that they may have slept together or something.
Yeah, no, I just think Kathy's creating drama.
Yeah.
To stay in the house.
Yeah.
To get the rose, right? Because she was so upset, he just ran and got her rose and just gave it to her.
Kris Jenner is still in the race. I don't forget her name.
That
real
is
name.
Hilarious. You know what Kathy reminds me of? It's funny because, like, we have Kris Jenner look alike, but then Kathy really does look like, what's her face, Jenner? Used to be
Bruce
Jenner. Yeah, but like Caitlyn.
Yeah,
Kathy looks
right.
so much like Caitlyn. Right. Like we have like the old Kardashian guard pretty much on The Bachelor.
Right.
I don't know. I think that's why we're keeping both of them on the show. A lot of them I think are kept on the show because the producers are like,
sure. They're like, you know what, we're gonna focus
keep
on
the,
these people and
the drama.
And Gary knows that he's gonna play along with it, I'm sure, you know.
But, I don't know. Gary just seems like such a goof.
But at the same time, is his name Gary or Gary? Did you see that on Jimmy Kimmel? They were like...
What's the difference between Gary and Gary?
His name is spelled G-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, is it Jerry?
Wait, let me see. Hold
or
on.
Gary?
They don't know. Jimmy Kimmel did a whole thing, and it was like... I forget how it's spelled, but like there's a... The Golden Bachelor... Jerry. G-E-R-R-Y. That's how it's spelled.
G-E-R-R-Y? That's Jerry.
Jerry. But apparently, and they wrote it on a sign, G-E-R-R-Y. Then they went around Hollywood Boulevard, Jimmy Kimmel's crew, and they were like, how do you pronounce his name? And they were like, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. And then he's saying on the show it's pronounced Gary. Gary.
I don't know, maybe that's the way they do
Jerry
it in the Midwest.
Or Gary or something. Yeah, it's like a Midwest Gary. Gary.
I've never
Gary.
Seen, I don't know. Whatever.
I know.
I just think he's like Mr. Rogers 2.0.
Yeah, he is. He's a little too nice.
Golly gee willikers.
Yeah, so
all grown up Dennis the Menace. I don't know. Like, I just, the whole thing is just not entertaining to me anymore. I just don't like watching grandmas bully each other. It's upsetting to
me.
There
was a clip of next week coming up, and the week four is already having more behind. But like, there was a clip of Kris Jenner like hardcore French kissing, making out with him.
It was
like, oh my god, I can't wait to see that.
No, thank you. I don't want to see any of it. I don't.
Come on.
I don't. My mic went out.
Yeah. Did it?
Yeah. I don't. Or my headphones went out. One or the other.
Oh. It's probably the headphones.
Is it the headphone?
Yeah.
It's the headphones. Oh, wait. Okay. Got it. Oh, Penny.
Was it loose?
One of the dogs sat on my headphones.
Oh, well.
Oh, my God. No, I just. I don't. I just don't. I don't understand. I want to know why people are still watching it. Actually, I'm
because they have nothing to do.
There's nothing else on TV, right?
Someone asked me today, "Do you have any TV show recommendations?"
But there's like nothing to watch.
No, there's a lot to watch. I don't have the time to watch it.
There's a lot to watch. I thought it's all been watched. Like they're not making
anything
new.
I haven't watched anything.
Oh,
I don't have time. I don't have time to watch it. I watched one episode Someone's like, watch the show Hijacked, the Apple TV show about Idris Elba is on a plane. He takes it over or some shit. I don't know. Hijacked. They're like, watch it. It's really good. I'm like, okay. So I watched one episode on the plane when I was coming back.
Wait, it's a TV show about hijacking a plane?
TV show. Scripted TV show. Hijacked. How, a drama.
How many episodes can you have of hijacking
a plane? I don't know. It's a season. It's like a 12 episodes or something.
I love it. It's like every episode is like from another person's perspective.
I don't know. But I watched one. I downloaded it. I watched one episode on the plane on the way back to LA. And I was like, oh yeah, it's good. And then I never watched it again. And they were like, hey, did you watch that? And I was like, yeah, you know, it's good. I watched one episode. I'm like, I'll finish watching it the next time I'm on a plane.
And they're like, that's trapped and
that's
can't
hysterical.
Watch, can't
and plus,
anything.
I'm watching a hijacked plane TV show, a horrible on a plane. Like, there's something really wrong with me.
Well, we all know that.
I know, but like, I'm also thinking like, if there's someone sitting next to me, they see me watching this, they're gonna be like, start freaking out. You know, maybe they'll have a fucking panic attack or something.
I don't know if that didn't happen, but
like, I actually think that there should be certain. It is weird to me, like. You know, I don't know. Like I used to do a little bit about this, but it is weird. Like now that everyone can have, you know, an iPad or a computer or whatever, they can watch whatever they want on a plane, really. And there's no regulation against it.
Yeah.
So you can watch, you can be sitting on a plane and watch 9/11 documentaries. You can be sitting there watching Hijacked. You can watch, you know,
How to Hijack
Air Force
on
One
YouTube.
With Harrison Ford. You know, like any of these like disaster plane movies, you know what I mean? That like planes are crashing into shit, going down, hijacking, all that stuff. Sully, you could watch Sully, the plane that goes down in Hudson River with Tom Hanks, you know. But it's like, okay, you might want to watch that on a plane for some reason, but like your neighbor sitting next to you is also going to have access to that screen, and that could cause a fucking major panic attack on board. I would think like I wasn't thinking about this plane crashing,
my God.
But now I am watching this. You know,
no, I am not about to change my choices because the person next to me is a pussy. Like that is only.
But do you
think it might trigger you
if someone was watching a 9/11 documentary or something like that on the plane? Like say they watched Flight. What is it? United 93, the movie or whatever, where it's literally like everyone's in the cabin and this is the hijackers take over. And now this is how the people on the plane took over the plane and it crashes, obviously. You know, if someone was like, hey, my person next to me is watching this horror, you know, movie on a plane, it's inappropriate, I feel. Do you think the flight attendant would go over and say, can you please turn that off?
No.
No?
No, like, don't be a pussy. I don't know. Like, don't look at my screen. Like, you're like,
but it's
your
obvious.
Own
like, there's also like sex scenes and nude scenes. Like, I've watched like there's like rated R movies that like, you know, United like plays for free or you can watch on your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And a kid could be sitting next to you watching someone get like, you know, fucked or whatever. You
know? Gotta learn someday.
Yeah, free boob.
For
a 10-year-old. Right?
I don't know. I'm
mind your
own.
What about watching? What about watching a porn on an iPad on a plane? Is that inappropriate?
I don't. Have you seen somebody do that?
No, but I'm just saying. Like, what if they watched it like a movie and they were just like, "Oh, this is good."
I mean, as long as you got your headphones, and that's the thing. Like, sometimes when people are watching, sometimes when people like are watching something, they didn't bring headphones, and that is annoying.
If someone just watched a porno on an iPad on a plane, just sat there
with no headphones.
No, they had headphones on. But usually, if you watch a porn, you're like, you know, getting ready to jerk off or masturbate, right? And it's like. Okay, but they're just sitting there watching it like they're watching like a movie. Like they're watching like, you know, like Hijacked or whatever. And they're just like,
You
know, like not being inappropriate. Like, you know, one would think they'll start jerking off under the blanket or something. But, you know.
One would hope.
They're just like, no, I'm just admiring the storyline.
Yeah. You know, like, I'm looking into making my own. So I'm just studying.
That I think they could tell to turn it off, right?
I don't know. I mean, really? If it's on your own screen.
But there's no screen privacy. Like you can see the screen. Unless you're wearing VR.
Don't look.
Unless you're wearing VR glasses. Like no one could see that. You know?
Right.
But like the iPad, the whole row can see it.
Great. Good. I don't know. I think people just need to mind their own business.
Yeah.
You know, like mind your own business.
They're not going to.
Well, if then it's on you, right? That is your fault. Like if you're triggered by something you shouldn't have been looking at anyways, that is on you.
What if someone like took like nude photos of themselves and then were like editing it on their iPad and like they're literally like it's them sitting there and they're like full eagle spread, like, you know, Playboy or whatever.
Wow,
I don't know.
Oh, you've really thought about
it. Well, I'm thinking about it now that we're talking about it. I'm going to.
Like, you're like, I really hope what this happens.
If they were shooting their OnlyFans on the plane for, you know, I don't know.
Well, I mean, you're not.
They're shooting a porno. They're doing a Mile High porno on the plane.
Yeah, you're not. Well, that's illegal. You're not allowed to do that. But I think, like, if someone's offended.
I could see that becoming illegal, though, like watching, like, porn on a plane. I could see someone passing something about that eventually.
Yeah, because people ruin everything, you know?
Because it's being done so often.
If somebody
there should be a rule like it's illegal. Unless the plane starts to go down, like we're obviously going to crash.
Right.
Watch the porn and jerk off as much as you want.
Attention, this is your captain speaking. We are about to crash, so if you have porn, please watch it now.
If the plane was going down, I would probably jerk off like the last like
you would?
10 minutes of my
really?
Life.
Really?
You know you're gonna die.
I can't even imagine. Okay, I don't know how dicks work, but like
you don't.
I feel like I don't have one. So, but like I can't imagine like in a moment of terror, like you're gonna be able to get hard.
I don't know. I mean, think about it. Like the
has
plane,
that happened to you before? Like you're like terrified, and then you just get wood.
No. Okay, but I'm just saying. Like what if you were able to get hard all of a sudden, and you were like, oh my god, the plane is gonna crash.
That's impressive.
In about 5 seconds. Like, was there anyone on the 9/11 plane that was jerking off in the corner? Instead of like being like, I'm gonna help with the terrorists.
I can't imagine.
Like, this is not gonna end well, and I'm gonna please myself because that's the only good feeling I'm gonna have in the about 5 minutes before I'm killed.
That's a psychopath. That's a psycho. You know what gets me off? Death. like that's
no.
Just,
they're
like,
not even thinking of it. They're literally saying like, this is the last time I'll have this feeling ever.
I don't
see. We just went down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I don't know. Like, even when I'm like perfectly comfortable, I still can't get off. So I can't imagine.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. You'd be too stressed to get hard or think
like,
about that.
Right. Yeah.
No, that's true. I'm just thinking hypothetically. Yeah.
Hypothetically,
if you were already being inappropriate on the plane and had a hard on, and then the terrorists took over, and then you were like, oh fuck, well I'm already hard, I might as well finish this. Then maybe.
Oh my god, I can only imagine like the person next to you, like the last thing that.
Well, maybe they'd want to get in on it. I don't know. like no, seriously, like, hey, do you want to fuck? Because this is the last time we'll ever do this. I don't know you, but.
Yeah, I guess at that point. In normal times,
this would be inappropriate to ask. But since the plane's gonna crash in about 7 minutes, let's have sex and we'll join the Mile High Club, and then we'll both be dead.
And then what happens is like, you know, my luck though. The plane would land.
The plane would pull up,
fine.
Be like, we figured it out.
I know, and then that guy would be like, so are we like boyfriend and girlfriend? No, like,
hell no. Well, my god. Maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
That's my luck.
It's a lot to think about. You know, it's a lot to think about. It's a lot to take in.
Yeah, this
is all good conversation. These are things I'll be thinking about the next time I fly.
I'm gonna be looking at everybody's screen.
Yeah, exactly. You can only hope that you get sat next to the attractive person on the plane.
You always hope that. Yeah,
that's happened to me once. One time in the history of flying, there was one cute girl that was sat next to me, and then we talked the whole time, and like we even exchanged numbers and stuff,
and then we drank.
We drank the whole time.
Yeah,
we got drunk on the plane.
What happened after?
You want to know what happened after?
Yeah,
we got back to LA. She lives in LA. We both flying from Florida to LA.
Mm-hmm.
We texted a bunch. You know, we were like, "Yeah, let's meet up. Let's do this. Let's do that." You know, and then like typical LA fashion, it faded into oblivion.
Yeah. Everybody's there for like the conversation.
Now,
high,
if we were flying from LA to Florida and that's where we resided, we probably would have been married by now.
Right. You got married on the plane. I don't know.
Right. But it was like, you know, it was a very fun airplane ride. But then like, you know, and then everyone in LA just went to their own little bubble.
Their own separate ways. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's fun because like that's not what happens to me. In those situations, no. At the end of it, like I get like marriage proposals and shit.
Right.
I thought we were together. Like, and yeah, so.
All right. Well, there you go.
Hey, you weren't trapped, Doug. You weren't trapped.
No, I was not trapped. All right. Well, that was an interesting conversation. let's talk about what's going on in the news. So the SAG-AFTRA strike is still going on. As many people know, the writers' strike has been resolved, thankfully, but the SAG-AFTRA strike is still going on. And now SAG-AFTRA is saying that members are not allowed to dress up for Halloween in costumes such as Barbie or Wednesday Addams or any kind of popular movie, TV character situation. And that seems a little ridiculous to me. What do you think?
Yeah, like why? I'm confused though. Like
I
like public party, but even why? What's the point?
I think because it's they're saying dress. I think it's because it's like, you know, it's publicizing these shows that are union, you know, Wednesday and Barbie, the big movie. You're not supposed to talk about the movies that, you know, you've been a part of. I don't know. But it's publicizing these characters. I don't know why.
The shows have already been produced. They've already been paid for.
Right.
Like, why can't they dress like
Barbie? They're saying dress up as characters from non-struct content, like an animated TV show. Or something like that.
Oh my god!
Because they're saying this, the movies, and the, it's like, okay, so dress up as Barbie, but then to say like, you're Barbie? That's a cool costume. Oh no! I'm non-generic Barbie or generic Barbie.
I am a doll in a box. I am generic Barbie.
Like, yeah. I'm Barbie with two.
What happens if SAG actors get caught dressed up as characters? They get
thrown into a police van.
SAG after jail. Like, I don't know. Like, what?
I don't know. Yeah.
I feel like that's just a stretch. Like, I don't think that in any way is going to help their cause. Right. It's going to make people like not want to be.
It's a big joke. It sounds like why would they release that like statement? You know, it doesn't make any sense. They're stretching now. It's really getting ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't. Well, the strike is stretched.
So you can dress up as like a show from like back in the day, maybe that's like, I don't know, like Gilligan from Gilligan Island or something like that. That's like, but you can't be like Barbie or whatever.
I feel like that's just a lot. That's just too much. Like, we didn't join a union to be told. We didn't join the union to be told what we can and cannot like wear.
No, fuck the union at this point. I mean, and then
October 31st.
And then then there was news that a lot of the A-list actors were offering a lot of money towards the union to end the strike. Like they were trying to form a deal where like they would generate $115 million over the course of 3 years or something.
The actors?
Like Ben Affleck and like George Clooney and a bunch of other people were like saying, you know, if they charge, you know, the residuals, either they cut the residuals from their part or something like that and mm-hmm. give to the lower paid actors, or union dues, like they pay more and the other people pay less. I don't know. Something like that just to end the strike. They were willing to like give up a portion of what they make in some capacity to end the union strike.
I don't like that idea at all.
I don't either. I get that they probably want to get back to work and do whatever and everything, but it's not going to solve the AI situation at all. It's not going to solve the contract stuff for the day-to-day actor, you know, making ends meet. I think they dismissed it, which I think makes perfect sense.
Totally. That's just weird to me. I was a teacher forever, and it was like, well, wait, what if the teachers just paid each other?
Right, yeah. Like, yeah, Venmo me $100,000 just to, yeah, exactly.
Like, then that'll not fix it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. So.
I do love that the wealthy people, like their solution is always, I'm just going to fling some
money at it.
Yeah. And that doesn't always solve the problem. I mean, you can fling money at me, though. That will solve a lot of my problems.
Yeah, Rachel D's Venmo is...
Rachel D, comedy.
Oh, at Rachel D.
So
all right.
I'm happy to accept all Venmos. Might send you a foot pick.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's the new thing. Feet picks, right?
Is it a new thing? I feel like it's an old thing.
I've got hit up on my Instagram to saying that I should start a OnlyFans for my feet. Because not that I've posted pictures of my feet, really.
Do you have sexy feet?
I was a foot model once.
Really?
Yeah. I made a lot of money off my feet for one job.
How old were you? When was this?
This was probably 16, 17 years ago.
Was it like
15 years ago?
Porn or what?
No. It was nothing sexual. It was a weird audition I got like from my commercial agent. It was a print job, and I went in and they took photos of your feet, and then they took photos of you, and then I got a call back or something, and I was like, what is this? I was like, I don't know what this is. It was an ad for Humira, which is some sort of medicine. I don't know.
Is that for like
pharmaceutical
rashes
stuff.
And stuff?
Psoriasis, Humira, something like that. I don't know.
So you didn't have psoriasis?
No, I didn't have anything. No.
They were like, look at this clean foot.
And I was young. I was like, you know, how old am I now? I was in my like late 20s or something. I don't know.
Wow.
And yeah, I went back and I booked it. And then it was a shoot downtown. They took photos of my feet, and then they took photos of me next to the pool with like my fake wife or whatever, having like cocktails. And that was it. That was it, right? And I worked one day. And
this is what your life would be like if you didn't have psoriasis.
And then I don't know. And then I think the job paid like $8,000 or something like that.
Wow.
And then after that, they kept renewing it every year. And I got paid another $8,000 every year for them to renew this thing. It was just print. It was pamphlets like in the doctor's office for wow. like for ads for like Humira or whatever. And they did that for about 4 years, 4 or 5 years or something like that. So I would get money like every year for like 4 or 5 years. Like making
this,
money
this
off this
is before
thing.
Like now like when people get pissed off that you got that role because you actually don't have psoriasis.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
Like you can't
here's the thing, I never saw I tried to look up like the ad online. I looked in doctor's office for the brochures and stuff. Never saw it, never knew what they did with it. It was like just free money that came in.
Oh, I'll
like,
take it. I'll take some free money.
It was the weirdest
money.
Thing. And yeah. It's like, yeah, yeah. Like today I'd be like, well, your feet really don't have psoriasis. So why are you get to do this role? You know,
I know all of the commercial auditions that I get, they're like, we are looking for real moms. And it's like, any woman can say these lines to
right.
Their
you can't. You can't
child.
Be a mom now but, unless you have a child
yeah,
in a movie.
Can't, yeah, you can't. You can't.
It's gotten a little extreme with the acting stuff. Yeah, I mean, I get it. Like, you know, they don't want straight actors playing gay characters. That's a thing. So like, Tom Hanks shouldn't have won an Oscar for Philadelphia. I guess I don't know.
That's why it's called acting.
Tom Hanks shouldn't have played a mentally retarded person in Forrest Gump. You know, so both of his Oscars are for playing characters that he should not have played potentially. You know,
I
think it's fine. But
I don't
I mean,
know. Yeah, can you imagine like if we filmed Forrest Gump now?
Right, you'd have to cast
a
mentally retarded
like a challenged
actor.
Person, like a mentally challenged person, and then how challenging
yeah,
is
I
that?
Yeah, I shouldn't say
like,
retarded. Sorry. Sorry. Well, speaking of that, I mean, I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, you remember that show Life Goes On?
Yeah. So yeah.
It was an ABC one-hour drama show
uh-huh.
that had the first character that had Down syndrome. And that was like the first, and you know, it was a hit show. And it was, you know, I don't know. Like, I mean, I remember watching it, but I don't remember like exactly everything about it. But yeah, you know, and then they... the character's name was Corky
mm-hmm.
on it,
mm-hmm.
and part of me was like, "Corky." I'm like, "That's the name they decided to give this Down syndrome child."
That's like
his
nickname, right?
Was it?
That was like his nickname. That wasn't like his birth certificate
I don't know.
Name.
I'm
sure he had like a like Corey.
Still,
or Corey. I don't know. But like, what's wrong with Corky?
I'm like, this kid's gonna have a hard enough life, and they're calling him Corky.
Well, I guess that was like the whole thing. It like brought awareness to the fact that like people with Down syndrome can like live normal lives.
That,
I don't know.
Right?
Yeah,
am
well,
I?
You could be an asshole if you want to be.
I don't know.
Like,
I just think like, why don't I name him Joe? Or like, you know, like it's like, hey, yeah. Where's Corky at? Corky. I don't know.
What's the retard gonna be called? I don't know.
Corky. No one raised a red flag during the script development. Like,
no,
Corky?
Wasn't that in like the 80s? Right,
90s. I think.
90s. Yeah. I mean, I think we were still saying retard in the 90s, weren't we?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah for sure. Yeah. Yeah.
So Corky was probably just fine. I think, I don't know, like that he was the only like challenged person on TV for
right.
ever.
And I know it's a fake show and character, but like, right. you know, if I had a Down syndrome child that I, you know, had with someone, I would not be thinking of Corky as the name of the child, like in my own.
I'm
know.
Sure they were like, it's cute.
It's cute and quirky.
Quirky.
Was it really supposed to be quirky
Maybe
or quirky?
I don't know.
All right,
oh
whatever.
My God.
Moving
I
on.
Never really watched that show.
I'm going to get canceled.
I don't like watching shows like that.
I don't know. I thought it was an interesting bit. This is where we try out the bits that we can't do these on stage, so we do them here. See, someone's going to hate me for that. If I just post this clip, it'll get like hate mail.
I think the best thing about that show was the opening song, like the
that
theme song.
The Beatles
song.
Sang?
Yeah.
That they paid a fortune for.
With some fun. Sing Oh Bloody Bloody.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was probably the.
I'm surprised they haven't rebooted that show yet. All right. President Biden is. What is he doing? Oh, he's enlisting. He's enlisting the draft again for women. Right?
Yeah, yeah. He signed an executive order to draft women along the side men, right?
Wow.
So, which, you know, on one hand is like, yeah, equal rights, you You're know, for, men I mean, and women.
Well, yeah, because then everyone wanted to be in the military, women, gays, everyone, you know, and so now is an opportunity to be in the draft.
It's funny, though, because, like, for the most part, like, nobody wants to be in the military. They just want to have the option to be in the military, right? So, like...
I do think, like, yeah, I mean, it's like, I think the time to be in the military was... you know,
not now,
but like
the '90s were a great time to be in the military.
Yesterday until the past like 15 to 20 years, probably. Right. Like, I don't know. Like,
well, yeah. I mean, the '90s were great, right? Cause we weren't in any wars. Everybody was happy. All the soldiers were just chilling.
That's the thing. Like if you were to do like 4 years in the military and then get out, like, you know, like
then you would get
10
like
years ago, you would have had your everything,
your
you know.
GI Bill that would like pay for college, all of that. Exactly. You still get all of that. But like the thing is that right now it's just like, who's going to get drafted? Right. We're going to draft, like, you draft 18 to like 26 year olds. Right.
Yep.
Right. Think about 18 to 26 year olds right now.
Oh man. Like, they're on TikTok. They're on Instagram.
They're like, not going to go. They're going to just be like,
they have to go.
No, they're not. How are you going to draft them? You going to send them something in the mail? They don't even know how mailboxes work.
They have recruit centers. The army shows up at your cafeteria and is like,
no,
hey,
that's
sign
recruiting.
Up.
That's different than drafting.
They're going to have to go find these people like it's like a witch
hunt.
They're
going to have to drag their asses out of their bedrooms.
Yeah, that's true. Give me you your know? Phone. Get off TikTok. Get out there with a gun.
And they're not going to know what to... They're just going to be like, no, I don't want it.
Yeah.
And they're not going to go. I think that there's going to
be... So what's going to happen then? I mean, we're too... I can't drive. I mean, you know.
We're too old.
We're
so
too
who
old.
Gives a
I'm flat-footed also. I can't run for shit. I got loopholes.
I mean, yeah, I don't...
I'll just sit here and talk about it.
Send all the kiddos. They're annoying anyways.
No, but it's... I mean, you know, it's a privilege, a pride moment to fight for your country, you know? Thank you for your service, everyone that has done it.
But, like, none of them believe in fighting, you know? Like, they don't even... I can't imagine that they're triggered if somebody calls them her when they're a they. I can't imagine...
Where would you want... If you had to be drafted into the military, what would your station be? What would you want to do?
Oh, I would definitely be Air Force, number one.
I don't know where I'd be, but I think I'd be, like, a cook or something.
You'd be a cook?
I wouldn't want to... Yeah, I wouldn't want to fight.
Well, yeah, definitely. I mean, but, like, let's go with the branch first, right? So, Air Force...
Yeah, I don't know.
Air Force, you know, at the most, you're going to be in the sky. It's not going to be hand-to-hand combat. I don't know, because, like, Navy, you're more likely to get just blown out of the water, right? So, you're going to be,
not
like,
Army.
Definitely not Army.
No.
Definitely not Marines. Like, unless you're, like, real... not for me. I'm, like, hand-to-hand combat is not my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd probably just be like, put me in a plane.
Could you? Do you think there'd be, like, a social media position now for the Army or military? Like, I'll run the...
There's got to be.
I'll run the TikTok and Instagram page for the Army. Like, do I still get the same benefits?
That's what these 22-year-olds are going to
do. Just keep me in the corner in a bunker with, like, 10 phones and an iPad, and I'll be good.
Like, now right? you sound like a 22-year-old. Yeah.
But that's that might be a position now, though. I don't know.
Probably. I mean, they do ads and shit on all of this.
We need our followers up. Yeah. What do you suggest?
The Army needs more followers. No, I mean, all of the that's why we're doing this draft thing, is because military enlistment is, like, so down. And of course it is.
Now, do you think it's going to go into effect? World War III? You think that's going to happen?
It looks like it's going to happen.
Really?
I really think it's going to happen.
Wow.
I mean, more and more countries are coming out on one side or the other for Israel, Palestine. And so
that's true. That is true. Yeah, the war over there. Yeah, it's horrible. It's a horrible time right now.
You know, Ireland is, like, pro-Palestine, and then England is pro-Israel, and they're, like, right next to each other.
Right.
I think it's going to get pretty heated. Like, Saudi Arabia just came out pro-Palestine.
So what do we do in the meantime? How do we help?
Who are we helping?
What do we do? Do we just sit here and avoid the situation?
That's what I'm best at. Yeah.
We should probably not travel to anywhere now, I'm thinking. Just stay here.
Yeah, definitely. Right? Like, that's why the United States makes money during war, right? Because we manufacture all of the shit that people use to murder each other.
Right.
But then none of them come over here to attack us.
Well,
so,
no,
like,
knock on wood.
World War One, World War Two, we 9/11. Made out. We made so much money on those wars. I mean, so World War Three, you know, it's probably, like, good for making money.
I mean, if you're asking me if this is a trilogy, it's happening way too late. Well worth it.
I'm wondering where
it should have happened right out. You know what I mean? Like this
the
is
trilogy.
Like, this franchise is way off base.
Who's wearing the ring of power?
Exactly. Too late. Too little. Too late. No one's interested.
The elves already left. Like I don't know.
Right. Okay, exactly. Yeah. It's horrible too. We'll get canceled for that too. This is a really controversial episode for really just sitting here shooting the shit.
I don't know. Yeah. Is there going to be a World War III? Feels like it.
Yeah.
Do I want to have anything to do with it? No.
No. No.
And so, yeah, just stay here, I guess. I don't know.
Get a bunker, maybe. I don't know.
Get a bunker?
Yeah.
Go live in Alaska.
I mean, what if they start bombing us? I don't know.
Who's they? Who's
I don't know. Someone.
Bomb us?
Someone. A terrorist.
I mean, right now, it just looks like it's like the little tiny Gaza Strip where nobody has anything and Israel that's got nukes. So, I don't, I mean.
That's true. The only time that they have attacked us, they needed to borrow our planes to do it. Right?
They're like,
it wasn't even their fucking bombs or anything. It was our 747 jets.
Yeah, we send them all of the stuff to use to attack.
Our 9/11 was just a fucking, security error on our part.
A circle jerk of sorts.
It was just not thinking things thoroughly through security wise,
oh
I feel
my
like.
God. I don't know. I don't know. The fact that Israel has nukes is terrifying right now, honestly.
Yeah.
But, well, we should probably edit that out. Woo! my real views on things. Okay. So if we go to war and they try and send 22-year-olds, do you think they're actually going to go?
Mm-mm. No. Right. I mean, they're going to have to. Are they going to throw them in prison if they don't go?
That's what happens.
And now our prisons are overpopulated as it is.
With TikTokers.
With TikTokers. But they take away their phones. They can't TikTok.
No, you're allowed to have phones now, right? You're allowed to have like social media in prison now.
Are you?
That's what I thought.
You're allowed to have a phone?
I mean, I think that I saw something about that. Like you're allowed to have social media in prison. I also don't know how you're going to draft 22-year-olds.
Yeah.
Because you're supposed to send like the letter in the mail, right? You get the letter and kids don't read mail.
Yeah, that's true.
You just get a DM from the government.
Yeah, please report here.
Uncle Slam sliding into my DMs.
All right, the last news story that happened this week, there was an updated breaking moment in the Natalie Holloway case. Do you remember the Natalie Holloway?
Who's that?
The missing 18-year-old that vanished in Aruba, like in 2005.
Oh,
2005,
yeah.
It happened.
I thought that like a Dutch kid, boy.
Yeah, Joran Vandersloot.
He was kind of pinned
for the disappearance of her, the murderer, but there was never enough evidence for the Aruban authorities to hold him and sentence him or anything like that.
Not enough evidence or a lot of money?
No, not enough evidence apparently. But he killed someone else in Peru or Spain or somewhere like that. He killed another girl in over there somewhere in her hotel. And then they got him for that. And he's been doing time over there for that. And then there was a case here in Alabama where Natalie Holloway's from, where he was extorting people to give them information on the death of Natalie Holloway or something, wire fraud or something like that. So they got him on that.
I keep thinking about his mom. Like, how tough is it to realize you're raising you raised a sociopath?
It's a crazy story though, because like she was in Aruba on a high school graduation trip or whatever, and she was he finally explained that he admitted to killing her in court finally like this week, and told like the mother everyone like what he did, and he explained that they went to this bar on the beach, and then like they were walking around on the beach, and like he was trying to like hook up with her, and they were laying on the beach, and he started kissing her and then trying to feel her up or whatever, and she like said no, and he got on top, and then she kneed him in the crotch, and then he got pissed and then kicked her in the head, and then she was unconscious from the kick, and then there was a cinder block like 2 feet away from where they were laying, and he picked up the cinder block and smashed her face in. Ooh. And then picked up her body and put it in the ocean, and that's what happened to her.
Wow. Well, yeah. And this kid comes from like a ridiculous amount of privilege.
Yeah. He's Dutch. Yeah.
He's Dutch. All those Dutch people.
Dutch people.
Sociopaths.
But I remember, it was weird because like it was a huge story, this thing, you know, for all these years. And I went to Aruba, what the fuck, like maybe 5 years ago with my family and my ex and everything. And we were down there and stuff.
And you thought about picking up a cinder block? And
I thought about picking up a cinder block. Yeah, no. No, but we stayed at the... we stayed at the hotel. She stayed at the Holiday Inn in Aruba.
Mm-hmm.
And we stayed at the Marriott, which is right next to the Holiday Inn where all this went down. And there's one bar in between the two places. It's like this Tiki Hut beach bar. And that's the bar that they went to right before she disappeared or whatever. Mm-hmm. So we were there or whatever.
So you were just doing like a sightseeing adventure? You're like...
No, we were there for vacation. But I remember being down there and then like remembering this case and stuff. And it was the first time I was there. And I was like, oh yeah, this is where... Like we would go out and we'd go down to the beach. We went to that bar and stuff like that. And then I'd come back up to our hotel. And then I was on YouTube watching Natalie Holloway documentaries. And I'm like, this is where we are. This is the place. Oh, wow. Look, you know, and it's like... And my ex-wife was like obsessed with... murder and Dateline and all that shit.
Did you guys act it out? Did you a little play?
No, but play? I was like, I remember like, I was like, I never like, like she would watch that shit all the time, you know? And I was like watching it like in the room, like, and everyone was like, why aren't you with the family? What are you doing? I'm like, I'm watching the Natalie Holloway documentary. They're like, we turn that off, please. We're here in Aruba. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm like, we're here. I'm like, this is where it happened. I was like, I'm like, this is like going to Disneyland of the murder places and being like, there's the location. There it is, you know?
Yeah, you're the dude who's watching the 9/11 documentary on the plane.
Exactly.
Okay.
And even when we would get a drink, we'd walk, there was like a beach path that walked along the beach. And I remember being like, you know, this is probably the same path that Natalie Holloway and that Dutch kid took before she was killed or whatever. And they were like, Max was like, will you please stop? You know, because it was dark and all this stuff.
Yeah, you're just like.
And I'm like, wait, I thought you were all into this murder shit. Now we're at the location and you're not so into it. I was like.
Such an asshole. Such an asshole.
But then I remember. Well, no, but then it got worse. I remember like. Then Aruba didn't really want to talk about it then because there was rumors that she was like thrown it like where we were staying was being built at the time of the murder or whatever. Mm-hmm. So there was rumors that she was thrown into like the asphalt as they were building the parking and all that shit. Mm-hmm. And like no one knows and all this stuff.
She's just thrown in the ocean.
She's thrown in the ocean.
That's
yeah.
So interesting though. Usually like when you throw a body from the beach into the ocean, I know because I've done it so often.
Oh, okay.
But the body washes right back up.
Well,
right?
Apparently, I mean, the I don't know. The current is very strong down there.
Oh, okay.
No, it really isn't because I remember going into the ocean in the, like late at night and it was very calm. So I don't know. Maybe he went in like deeper and threw her in there.
How old was this? Was he like, what, this kid was like what, 18, 19?
She was 18, he was 19, oh, something like that. Yeah. But I remember.
Ladies, do not go to the beach alone with strange men.
No, in Aruba.
Just. Or anywhere, honestly.
Anywhere.
It's not safe. It's just not
but
safe.
But I remember like when you were down there, they didn't want to, like, no one wanted to talk about the Natalie Holloway thing because it kind of tarnished their tourist thing for a while, you know?
Yeah. Come to Aruba. You might get murdered.
You might get murdered. Yeah. 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 I don't know. Like it was a bad, like, you know, 5 years for them, like tourist wise, because mm-hmm. of this, you know, big case that broke and no one knew what happened to this poor girl and stuff. So they kind of like, you know, they, after a while it glazed over and everyone stopped talking about it or whatever.
And now it's back.
Now it's back. Now but it's even back. When we were there, I remember like we went on they have this thing there called the Cuckoo Kanuku bus or something like that. It's pretty much a booze bus. You go out, you drink, you go around all this stuff.
Uh-huh.
And I remember, they drop everyone at the end of the night, they drop everyone off at like the hotel that you got up on or whatever. And, we're drunk at this point. It was like my ex, my brother-in-law, my sister and stuff. And as they drop us off at each hotel, they pull into the Holiday Inn and they stop at the Sheraton. And they're like, thank you for partying with us, Sheraton. You know, and then everyone at the Sheraton gets off, goes home. And then they pull into the Holiday Inn. They're like, everyone at the Holiday Inn, thank you for partying with us. Good night. And then I remember we got off there because like our place was right next door or whatever. And my ex-wife just goes, yeah, thank you for murdering Natalie Holloway. Or something like that. She just yelled, like drunk, wasted. And the whole bunch just turns around. It's like, whoosh. And I'm like, all right, let's get the fuck out of here. I'm like,
and she's the one who's telling you not to talk about it.
I know, right, I know, I know. Right. It just came out of nowhere. And I was like, Jesus Christ. I was like,
and then you picked up the cinder block. And
yeah, and then I Natalie Holloway'd her. No.
Don't edit that out. I know, that was amazing.
All right. Well, I think that's everything we wanted to cover. I don't know. Well, this has been a good episode, actually. We came up with a lot of funny things and controversial canceled culture stuff. I don't know.
That's what we do here.
You know what? Whatever.
We talk about the things.
I would be happy to be canceled right now.
Right. Well, if you get canceled.
Cancel me. Cancel. Well, I dare you to cancel my show. Go ahead.
Yeah. Look at Shane Gillis. He got canceled and he's doing amazing.
He's doing fine. He's doing fine.
He's doing very well.
Yeah, very well.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be back next week maybe with some, I don't know what we'll talk about, but we'll have some more episodes coming up.
in Aruba.
We'll be broadcasting from Aruba where Rachel will go missing. I'm kidding.
Great.
All right. Remember, follow the show wherever you get your podcast fix. Don't be a basshole. And we have a show coming up at the Hollywood Improv on October 29th. If you're in LA, grab tickets at bassholeshow.com. It's going to be a lot of fun. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. Chat.
You've been listening to I'm a Basshole with Doug Bass. Follow us on Instagram at Basshole Show. Think you deserve to be on the show? Email us at contact@bassholeshow.com and visit our website at www.bassholeshow.com and get the latest information. Subscribe on Spotify or wherever you get your podcast fix, and don't miss the full videos on YouTube. Remember, don't be a basshole, but if you are, laugh about it. We'll see you next time.